This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions. You can call us 877-726-8255. And we got lots to talk about before we get to your questions. Among the stories this week, this just out, if you want to check your memory, don't bother taking a battery of intelligence tests. Just get a tape measure, an ordinary tape measure, and measure around your waist and measure around your hips. It's called a waist-hip ratio. It turns out that that is strongly predictive of your memory, particularly if you're older. So, new study done in, it's in Ireland. Yeah. They say this is a concern within Ireland, as over half of the over 50s population is classified as being centrally obese. I love that. Sort of a delicate term. You got a big belly. You are centrally obese. Only 16% of men and 26% of women have a BMI, body mass index, within the normal range. So it is the exception rather than the rule to be lean, especially past a certain age, at least in Ireland, which fairly mimics the pattern here in the United States. Perhaps here in the States it's even worse. People tend to get a little more exercise in Ireland, I would imagine. So what they did here is they simply correlated BMI, body mass index, and waist-to-hip ratio with a battery of tests designed to measure memory and cognition. And what they found is that BMI didn't help very much. BMI is actually a lousy measure because you can have a very high BMI and be very fit, like, say, NFL halfback, running back may have a very high BMI, but they're solid muscle. So if you want to assess whether a person's weight is having a negative impact on their health, just get a tape measure out. Measure your waist-to-hip ratio. And if it's greater than 0.8 in a woman, some people say 0.75, even better, it's greater than 0.8 in a woman, because women do have hips after all, then you're at risk. You're at risk of metabolic syndrome, and in this case, of cognitive decline. And for men, it's 1.0. So your waist, you know, if your waist is 36 and your hips are 33, well, do the math there. That's greater than 1, and that puts you at higher risk of metabolic problems. Your pant size say a lot about your potential for losing it mentally. Interesting study, and it's, you know, it's a big call to action. They say central adiposity, strong predictor of poor cognitive performance. Older adults could benefit from targeted public health strategies aimed at reducing obesity and obesogenic risk factors to avoid, prevent, slow cognitive dysfunction. So it's not just your heart you have to worry about when you're carrying that extra weight. It's also another precious organ, your brain. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number, and there are several ways to get through to us. with questions. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We welcome questions, which we use as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, a very popular podcast wherein we answer questions at length. And you can download those podcasts at drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcast service. Another way to get questions to us is to go to our homepage at drhoffman.com, and on a PC or Mac, it's not yet mobile-enabled, but on your PC or Mac, you'll see a little rectangle on the right side of the page. And if you click on that, you can record a question, as did Judy. Let's hear from Judy.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have a bruise, an actual black and blue mark on my back, on the top of the spine where it connects to my neck. And my husband tells me that it's been there for at least a couple of years. I didn't really notice it. I notice it sore, getting more sore. Just wondering if you have any idea why you would have a visible bruise for that long. My regular primary doctor just kind of dismissed it and didn't say much about it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I am somewhat reassured that a doctor at least has eyeballed that bruise. And if it's a single solitary bruise, and it is indeed a bruise and not a raised or irregular area on your skin, it's less likely to be a form of skin cancer. Melanomas don't generally present resembling bruises deep within the skin. But in an abundance of caution, you may want to see a dermatologist just to make sure that that's not an emerging problem. Easy bruising in general can be due to a variety of factors, but it sounds like that's just one area. And usually painless bruising is sometimes a sign of low platelets or excessive blood thinning. And there's several hematological conditions. There you'd see a different doctor, you'd see a hematologist to do a workup to see why you're bruising more easily. But again, it's not like you're bruising everywhere, you're just bruising in that particular area. And it's a chronic problem, it's not like bruises coming and going all the time. There is a condition called purpura, which is an unusual condition, where the bruises are painful, but that, less likely in light of the fact that there's this one area. But again, you know, it might, if you're concerned, it might require a workup just to make sure that there's nothing going on. I mean, this is kind of brings up a whole issue here is when do you need to go to a specialist to get a second opinion after your conventional primary care doctor, your gatekeeper, says everything is fine? Well, you know, sometimes, you know, when it comes to a gastrointestinal ailment, you go to your primary care doctor and you say, you know, I've got terrible stomach pains and I'm not sure what's going on. And your doctor just kind of, you know, pokes around your belly and says, I don't know, I think you just have irritable bowel and I'm not particularly concerned, does a blood test and says, hey, everything's fine. Well, in some cases, those doctors are good gatekeepers. They're not running you unnecessary expense and putting you at risk of invasive tests for something that is a pretty common condition. But sometimes those doctors can be a little lackadaisical. They may say, well, you know, I think it's probably nothing. I'm not going to make the referral. And then, you know, you actually have the option of seeing someone who's a specialist, gastroenterologist, for example, to really make sure that you're not suffering from a more serious internal condition. Then they might do specialized tests that the primary care doctor can't do. But I got to say, these days, it's sort of the opposite. Primary care doctors tend to be overly cautious. They turf patients. That's a term that's of slang in medicine, which means they hand off responsibility to specialists in cases where they can often manage conditions very well. You know, you got a little high blood pressure and there's a remedial, well, go to the cardiologist. You got a little, you know, gas and bloating, up, gastroenterologist. You have, you're slightly anemic, up, go to the hematologist, go to the super specialist. And with these are things that often can be managed by a primary care doctor. So, you know, without your primary care doctor's eyes on that spot on your back, I can't really tell you that you need more of a workup. I'm just giving you some of the possibilities. Okay? Let's take a call now from Chris in Wisconsin. Actually, Chris, pose your question, and then we'll pause for break, and I'll answer it. Hi, Chris.
It was my son, who's 23 years old. He's been having stone attacks, kidney stones, and since he's been about 21, and he's probably had three or four. And we're just wondering, they're finally going to do a CT scan on him. Do you think there's something that he could do to, in the future, to prevent some of those attacks, or can they just be like a lifelong?
Lifelong susceptibility to kidney stones. Okay, good question, Chris. Let's pause because we got to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk comprehensive strategy for avoidance of kidney stones. And yeah, there is a nutritional component. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Chris from Wisconsin called us about kidney stones. And Chris, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Let me answer your question. So in terms of preventing recurrent kidney stones, you know, I realize this is a really devastating problem because I haven't experienced this myself, but passing a kidney stone is akin to the pain of childbirth. And the good news is that kidney stones can be prevented. But first, sometimes we undertake an analysis of patients' urine to find out, you know, is there a metabolic abnormality? Is there a reason why they keep forming stones? And typically we can find that they have not enough citrate in their urine. Citrate prevents stones. Conversely, they may have too much oxalate in their urine. Oxalate is a component of calcium oxalate stones, which is about 70-80% of stones. There are other types of stones, uric acid stones, that most commonly occur in people who are prone to gout. Something that's uncovered, and it's really quite intuitive, is that people simply aren't hydrating well enough. The urine volume reveals that they're simply not drinking enough water, which is an antidote to stones to some degree. The condition of the microbiome, actually, believe it or not, has something to do with stones because certain types of bacteria, harmful bacteria, may prevent the proper metabolism of oxalate in the gastrointestinal tract such that it gets absorbed in the bloodstream and the oxalate goes to the kidneys and gets stuck there and forms stones. And this typically occurs in people who have short gut syndrome, people who have multiple surgeries for intestinal problems like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, they can have kidney stones quite frequently, or patients who have chronic fat intolerance, chronic diarrhea. So things that help. Well, citrate helps, and my favorite delivery form for citrate is magnesium citrate. It's a commonly available supplement. It's cheap. It has a beneficial effect on constipation, if that's your problem. You can also get citric acid, which is citrate, from drinking lemon juice. Lemon juice is a common natural remedy for chronic kidney stones. Also, there's some evidence that vitamin B6 is something that helps to prevent the most common type of kidney stones, which is calcium oxalate stones. And among the foods that are high in oxalate, which we tell patients to avoid, unfortunately, chocolate, yeah, tea is high in oxalate, sesame, certain berries like strawberries, rhubarb is especially high in oxalic acid, needs to be avoided. Certain greens like beet greens, dandelion, escarol, parsley, Swiss chard, watercress, and spinach. You can find lists of low oxalate foods, and by avoidance of excess oxalate, this is providing the stones are calcium oxalate stones. And you can actually, if you recover your stones, you can actually have them analyzed to see what they're made up of. So, you know, there you have it. There's some strategies that definitely can be undertaken to prevent stones from being formed. It's a preventable problem. Let me share this with you. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, well, here's an answer. It's something that I've been relying on personally, and I've been prescribing to patients for pretty near 20 years now. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. And there's just some great research on the use of this. Here's the big reveal. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And a recent study by Garth Nicholson in patients with fibromyalgia, teaming NT Factor with time-release caffeine for fibromyalgia symptoms. And it reduced pain, fatigue, improved gastrointestinal symptoms in patients with fibromyalgia. It works by repairing damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It has an anti-aging effect because it works on the mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cells. And you've heard me talk for a long time about Propax with NT Factor. That's the original formula. But a while ago, I suggested Nutritional Therapeutics, but some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code HOFFMAN at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it to my patients, and you can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Use the coupon code HOFFMAN for the buy one, get one free offer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And there, as I mentioned, there are several ways to get calls to us. One of them is to go to drhoffman.com. and you can record a question with us. And we had a question from Pat, and we can't run that question because it just is, the audio quality is very poor, and it just is not a great listener experience. But she posed a question that I want to address because I just learned of something that I think is really fascinating. Her question, Pat's question, was, are there any supplements that help in wound healing? She has a persistent bed sore. And the presumption is that Pat is older and a little bit debilitated. So, you know, kudos to Pat for trying, because it takes a little bit of resourcefulness to get on a website and record a question, but it just didn't come through. So are there any supplements that help in wound healing? And prior to yesterday, when I recorded a fascinating interview with Doug Wyatt of Sovereign International, the makers of Colostrum LD, well, I learned something fascinating in that interview that I'll share with you in just a moment. But I would have said, well, you know, there are techniques now, there are wound healing centers. Many hospitals have wound healing departments where they do all kinds of things to heal wounds. There's now epidermal growth factor, which is very expensive. They can put it on the wound. It helps to cause healing. There are, you know, a variety of ways to assess circulation. Circulation can be improved. There are various topical antibiotics that can be used to get rid of infection, but it's a big problem. Wounds that don't heal, bed sores, can take a terrible toll. And sometimes it's just poor care by home attendants or by people in nursing homes. But this is a big deal now because hospitals are rated in terms of their success in preventing and managing bed sores. They actually get doc points in terms of their ratings, in terms of reimbursements when they allow bed sores to develop. Because you know, it's a real expensive problem. And so I would have answered this by saying, well, you know, certain nutrients, you want to check people's, I would have made some general statements about, you know, make sure there's adequate vitamin C and zinc and selenium and vitamin E and all these things that make a difference, including vitamin D, commonly low in the elderly. And I would have done sort of a general answer about supporting immunity. Hyperbaric oxygen, maybe. Okay, that's another technique that sometimes helps heal wounds, but it's not invariably successful. Doug Wyatt shared with me something that blew my mind yesterday, because we talked about the benefits of colostrum for, you know, gut healing and leaky gut and so on, and for preventing autoimmune diseases and how everyone needs to take it as a daily supplement, and okay. And then he got off on a tangent and started talking about colostrum for wound healing. And I said, well, if you take it internally, it's going to help wound healing? He said, no, you apply it directly to the wound. And I said, really? I never heard of that. But I have in my hands here a study done in April of 2015, a comparative study of colostrum dressing versus conventional dressing in deep wounds. And what they concluded is that colostrum powder dressings, and I'm quoting here, are safe, promoters of wound healing, allow more patient compliance in terms of less pain, less number of dressings required, and this treatment indicates, the results of this study indicates that colostrum powder dressings may be used as an adjunct in the management of deep wounds. And it's a, you know, scientific paper published in a medical journal, and Doug Wyatt says that it really can work. So those of you who are caring for individuals suffering from chronic wounds, as in bed sores, consider applying topical collagen to the dressing. And it says here that collagen granules create a physiological interface between the wound surface and the environment, which is impermeable to bacteria. Also, collagen contains epidermal growth factor. It's designed to promote the healing of the gut. And it works in the gut, and it works topically on the skin, apparently, according to this study. So, segue here to an announcement about this product. And you'll hear that interview next week when we post it at drhoffman.com. I just recorded it yesterday, and it's fascinating, the range of health problems that can be prevented or reversed with colostrum, which is the first mother's milk. And it's available in a nutritional supplement that I recommend and I personally use now. It's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function. It cleanses and prevents the absorption of toxins. The product is Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. By adding Colostrum LD to your daily diet, you'll be provided with the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. Sovereign has a proprietary enhanced delivery system. That's the LD, liposomal delivery. It's the most effective colostrum available for that reason. Very high quality product. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits to every stage of life. So to order, go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And here's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. They'll send you a small packet of Colostrum LD. You can test drive it, try it yourself. It's good tasting. You can add it to water and put a little ice in there and take it a couple of times daily. And you'll do your gastrointestinal system a world of good. It's very helpful for those of you suffering from leaky gut syndrome. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for that special offer for Colostrum LD. Okay, this item, you know, I have to say I've made fun of studies done on mice. We've cured so many diseases in mice, but it just doesn't seem to carry over to humans. It's promising research. Mice are cheap, you know, as lab animals. They have very short lifespans, so you can see results fast, whereas in humans it might take 5, 10, 15 years to see results. Here's a study that says that scientists have now reversed age-associated skin wrinkles and hair loss in a mouse model. So does that mean that we now have new drugs that can be used to reverse human wrinkles and hair loss because of this finding? Well, maybe, just maybe, but, you know, I tend to be a little skeptical when I hear about mouse studies. They've also done some mouse studies that show that feeding mice fat gives them heart problems, not good. But then again, mice aren't people. So you can't generalize. But this is a fascinating new study out of Queen Mary University of London. And it has to do with something I've been talking about for quite some time, and you're going to hear more and more about it. It's CBD, cannabidiol. Cannabidiol is the non-stoner part of marijuana. It's actually obtained from hemp, which is a close cousin of the marijuana plant that has a hallucinogenic effect. But cannabidiol has very mild effects. I've tried it. It has just a mild, relaxing effect. You barely notice that you're taking it. You're just a little bit more mellow. You know, you can operate heavy machinery and drive. It's not going to impair your performance. It doesn't make you stupid. And so this study, coming back to the mouse story, again, let's not jump the gun and assume that this is going to apply to humans, but it's fascinating and potentially promising. Cannabinoid improves survival rates of mice with pancreatic cancer. Wow. Mice with pancreatic cancer that were treated with a naturally occurring constituent of medical cannabis alongside chemotherapy survived almost 3 times longer than those treated with chemotherapy alone. I'll take some of that. And if there's any transferability to humans, this could really be a survival advantage for patients with serious cancers. And it's, you know, I got to say, I approach this with some degree of skepticism, but it's an exciting finding. And the nice thing about it is that cannabidiol is becoming ubiquitous. It's now available through a variety of companies. You don't even have to go to a marijuana dispensary, although that's a place where you can get CBD, sometimes in combination with THC. I mean, if you have a very severe pain syndrome, you might want to use a little THC with your CBD. But CBD is good for pain in and of itself. And considering that cancer patients suffer from pain and distress, it might have a dual effect. It might make them feel better, and it might improve their prognosis. Just really, really fascinating research. Cannabidiol improves survival rates of mice with pancreatic cancer. Very interesting. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotic. An exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And now let's do a little bit of a lightning round of health stories of the week in the remaining time of the program. Just an announcement before that. This week we did a really outstanding interview with Dr. Thomas Cowan about vaccines. I know the subject is very controversial, but Dr. Cowan shared with us his thoughts on vaccination. And he's very concerned about the deleterious effects of virtually all vaccines. The idea being that the kind of immunity that these vaccines give us is a false kind of immunity. Yes, you're somewhat protected from disease, but it's in a artificial way that doesn't support natural immunity. You can hear that podcast at drhoffman.com. Give it a listen. This item, obesity alone does not increase the risk of death. Well, that's the good news, that obesity alone does not increase the risk of death. It says a new study could change the way we think about obesity and health. Research has found that patients who have metabolically healthy obesity, but no other metabolic risk factors, do not have an increased risk of dying. Well, that's the good news, but now the bad news. In healthy women, well, there's only 1 out of 20 individuals with obesity who had no other metabolic abnormalities. So, healthy obesity, a little bit of an oxymoron. Yes, it's possible, but it's relatively uncommon, unfortunately. This item, the so-called Z drugs are linked with bone fractures in patients with dementia. These drugs are called Z drugs because they all start with a Z. Zolpidem, Zopiclone, and Zaloplone. Well, that's not going to help you very much because these are the generic names. And the research is from England, where the names of drugs are different. Here, these drugs go by the names of Ambien, pretty common sleep medication, and Belsomra. Lots of older people suffer from insomnia, and they're given these Z drugs. And when insomnia is coupled with dementia, there's a very high risk of falls and fractures. So doctors increasingly are alert to this and are trying to avoid the use of these medications for sleep, especially in older individuals with memory problems and dementia. Here's a series of studies reviewed in the journal Nutrients about L-carnitine. L-carnitine, in these reviews, has shown to promote recovery after high-intensity exercise in young, active adults. Well, this research was done in an older demographic. Supplementation with L-carnitine led to reduction in age-related loss of muscle mass and function among elderly subjects, and also helps to reduce muscle soreness and injuries by curbing oxidative stress. It improves blood flow and helps to contribute to recovery. So consider adding L-carnitine to your exercise regimen. It could actually help preserve muscle mass, improve performance, and help you, you know, those down days after you've exercised too much, maybe help to avoid those. Frequent sauna bathing. Sometimes sauna bathing is discouraged among people with heart problems. Well, it turns out that sauna bathing has many health benefits, even for people with cardiovascular disease. Check with your doctor before you undertake sauna baths. But a new research published in Mayo Clinic Proceedings found that sauna bathing is associated with a reduction in the risk of vascular diseases such as high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease, neurocognitive diseases, that's pretty good, it fends off dementia, and non-vascular conditions such as pulmonary disease, mental health disorders, and ultimately reduces the risk of dying. So sauna bathing, pioneered in Scandinavia, can be healthy. It's got a good safety profile, and it can even be used in patients with stable cardiovascular disease. Again, check with your doctor, because certain medications impair sweating and make sauna bathing more dangerous, or maybe just limit your exposure in terms of sitting in there for long periods of time. Make sure you hydrate adequately. An op-ed here by the superintendent of schools for Patchogue Medford School District here in Long Island, where I spend my summers, Michael J. Hines, urges that kids need play in recess. Their mental health may depend on it. More and more, up to 1 in 5 kids living in the U.S. show signs or symptoms of a mental health disorder in a given year, and there's a stark correlation between these symptoms and lack of unstructured time. Recess and play are on the endangered species list in our public schools. And if school leaders don't act now, this educator argues, they'll soon be extinct. So over the past 50 years in the United States, recess and children's free play with other children has declined significantly. I remember recess, something that, you know, I sit in my seat squirming, looking forward to when that bell rang and I could go run outside and jump around. And, you know, nothing was planned. It wasn't like sports time. It wasn't an athletic event. It was just run around the playground and socializing with other kids, you know, getting into some scrapes sometimes, climbing the jungle gym, and more. We need free play and exploration, free-range kids let's bring that back to our school system. Thanks for joining us. Been a great couple of hours with you. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts. We've got a great free newsletter. We're on Facebook and Twitter, so follow us. And make sure you download our podcast at drhoffman.com. Have yourselves a great weekend.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.